In 2008, students from Texas Southmost College, an affiliate of the University of Texas at Brownsville, helped restore a house designed by one of the more important architects of the 20th century, Richard Neutra. Born in Austria, Neutra settled in Los Angeles in 1925 and became a renowned proponent of modern architecture. In 1937, he designed a house outside Brownsville for George Krager, the first home in Texas built in the international style. Krager was a pilot for Pan American Airways, which, before the advent of jets, routed all its overland flights to Latin America through Brownsville. He was a gregarious host, and his home became the scene of festive parties. The two-story house encompassed 1,600 square feet. Neutra sited it to face into the prevailing Gulf breeze. Flat roofs, second-floor terraces, rimmed with metal pipe rails, and horizontal bands of casement windows all illustrate that international style. But the signature feature of Neutra's design is an abstract composition of horizontal and vertical white stucco slabs, which are juxtaposed to define living spaces and to frame vistas of the outdoors. Krager sold the house in 1946. Later, it was resold, then rented, and it declined. By the early 1990s, its steel window frames were filled with cardboard, and cactus was growing on the roof. The city of Brownsville acquired the property in 1998. In 2004, the National Trust for Historic Preservation included the Krager House on its annual 11 Most Endangered list. 2 years later, the city leased the property to UT Brownsville, which agreed to restore it using Neutra's original drawings. Larry Loff, the director of the university's Historic Rehabilitation Program, led students and professionals in this delicate task. The structure was fragile, supported only by its stucco walls. The team reused whatever original material it could salvage and patched in replacement material where needed. The result? An architectural miracle. Given up for dead, the Krager House has been reborn as home to the university's Institute for Public Service.